Proclamation number 8481 of 28th of April, 1963. The earnest will to the light is the prerequisite of truth. The spiritual confusion is great, but you yourselves must long to get out of it. You yourselves must ask for clear thinking and pure truth. But as long as you yourselves are not willing to do so, you remain in a lightless state because you dwell in the territory of my adversary, who is the Lord of Darkness and who seeks to extinguish or dim every light. But you will understand all this when you think about the fact that you have voluntarily stepped out of the light, that you have voluntarily given away the light of knowledge, because you turned away from me, who am the light from eternity. It is therefore impossible that you are in the light and yet are distant from me. You first have to re-establish the connection with me, which then also surely results in the influx of light, and you possess a bright, clear thinking, and all connections are now also clear to you, but for which you cannot muster any understanding as long as you stay in dark areas. As humans you do not sense the lack of spiritual light. Your thinking is filled with earthly material desires, and your striving is solely directed towards the increase of earthly goods. But in spirit you are blind. You do not know what you are on earth for and what your God and Creator demands of you, why He grants you the graces of earthly life as a human being. But you also don't demand to know anything about it. You are content with the fulfillment of bodily desires and live thoughtlessly into the day, and my opponent uses your spiritual blindness to deepen the darkness more and more. And once questioning thoughts really arise in you, he himself will answer them immediately by confusing your thinking more and more, and you will not find out of the darkness of the night to the light of the day, because your will is also too weak to seriously find a way out. That it is possible to come out of the darkness only presupposes your serious will to learn something about the meaning and purpose of the existence on earth as a human being. For I will strengthen an earnest will and never leave man without an answer, but the first step must irrevocably be taken by you humans yourselves. For you left me voluntarily and now also have to return to me voluntarily. But that I will also help you, of that you can be sure, because I only wait for man to muster this serious will, because then he has already taken the first step. And truly, it will always be easier for him to now also go the way of return to me. And then also a small light will shine in him, and he will have other thoughts as before. He will desire to know what lies at the basis of his emergence. He will ask again and again, why, and again an answer will come to him mentally, so that his thinking starts to order itself. And this thinking will now certainly also be directed by me myself. You can truly believe that I pay attention to your innermost thoughts and that no thought is foreign to me, which you move within you, and I also truly use every opportunity to guide your thoughts to what is important for you. To know about your purpose of life on earth and your task. Because obviously I can only address few people so that also the fellow men gain knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation. But I work in every man in such a way that I transfer light thoughts to him and only demand his willingness to accept them. I cannot determine him to be willing, but he is permanently exposed to the influence of the light beings who look after him. And therefore it is possible for every man to find his way out of the darkness of the spirit, if only he does not openly resist the loving efforts of his spiritual attendants. In the same way, however, my adversary also works, and he very often finds great willingness, although neither I nor he force the will to open or close itself to my or his streams. You must be free if you want to become again what you were in the beginning, You must voluntarily let my stream of love flow in and reject the influence of my adversary. And if you sincerely want it, then you will also receive power and be able to move in the light. I can help you, but I will not force you. But just as also my opponent cannot force you, and therefore the last decision lies with you men. But the light will touch you immensely beneficially if you let it flow into you, and then you will also increase in strength, which I give to every being that only does not reject it. Escape the darkness and desire light, and you will experience a radiant morning and never ever fall back into darkness, because I myself then illuminate the way for you, which leads upwards, towards the eternal light. Amen.